What is up, podcast fam? Episode 30 of the Dad and Griffin Pod. We are back. It is Tuesday.
And also known as your birthday!
I'm Dad.
I'm Griffin. What's up, peeps? You changed your number today.
Changed my number today. We moved out of a decade and into a new one, right?
Yeah.
Happy birthday, me.
You.
I guess.
Happy birthday to you.
It's a special birthday pod today. We have some great messages from our family, from our friends. It's an awesome show today.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I think it's just the best feeling ever. Even having your birthday, it's just so good to celebrate someone else's birthday on the pod.
I think that one of my favorite things about Griffin Happ, and that's you, is that you get just as excited to celebrate things for other people as you get to celebrate for yourself. And in a lot of cases, you get more excited to celebrate for other people. And you know what that makes you?
A superhero?
It makes you a superhero. It makes you a really good friend is what it makes you.
Can I tell you something me and Mom did without you knowing?
Oh, geez. This is where the whole thing goes crashing off the cliff. What did you do without me knowing?
We did a talk. Since it's your birthday, we did top five things that I love about you.
Wait a minute. So you're bringing a segment into the show?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. I was pretty clear there were not supposed to be any surprises today.
Well, I'm breaking the news here.
Okay. All right. At least do I get to control when it comes in?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. I like having control. Can you tell? I will tell you this morning, podcast fam, Griffin, my co-host here, has an intense case of FOMO. Do you know what FOMO is?
No.
F-O-M-O?
FOMO.
F-O-M-O. Fear of missing out. FOMO. Do you get it?
Yeah.
So you come crashing down every morning at 6 o'clock or 6:15 or 6:30.
He says I have heavy heels.
With your elephant heels, waking everybody up, feeling like you've already missed two hockey games, a basketball game, and a Super Bowl. And that's just Tuesday, right? Yeah. Today you came flying in the room at 6:30 and put two hands in the air. And you just screamed out, "It's Dad's birthday!" You were a total whack job this morning, but I love that you just came flying down and did that. And then
I woke up with my eyes like,
and then you came.
It's Dad's birthday!
And then you literally got into bed right next to me and stared at me, I think, for like 2 minutes. And I truly believe that you felt like you were studying whether or not I changed overnight into an old man. Is that true or false?
I think it's a little bit true.
Yeah, I knew it. I knew it. I was asleep. I could just feel your eyes burning a hole in the side of my head, and I opened up, cracked one of my eyes, and you're just staring at me, and I knew you were like, does he have more gray hair? Does he have a walker in bed? Is he going to need help getting out of bed this morning? Is he super old, so old that I don't even recognize him anymore?
You sound like Buddy Yelp.
I just knew it. You were staring at me like I was a mutant and I changed overnight. But I love your thank you for your
celebration,
your excitement today. Yeah. The whole family. We had Zoom with the fam today, right?
Yeah, shout out.
Which was great. It was our, second or third Zoom birthday party, right?
Yeah. We had Gaga and Papa, shout out.
Yep.
President and Fan Club, Thompson and Elizabeth, and
shout out.
And Pizza Man.
Pizza Man, yep.
Johnny, Uncle Johnny.
Which
looks like a troll with his hair.
It's crazy. Yeah, it's out of control.
And last but not least, Carolyn.
Yeah, Aunt Lena, right? All the way across in Spain. Holy cow.
11 o'clock at night.
Yeah, she basically did all the heavy lifting, staying up late to celebrate, right? I got to play golf today. Yeah. That was basically my
highlight of the day.
Well, it was one of my highlights, yeah. It was my first round of golf in 6 months. And for anybody... It was exactly 6 months. You're right. And I have not played since October 28th of last year.
Hey, that's if you minus 4 days, that's my birthday.
Right. And for anybody who knows me, I can't remember ever the last time I taken off 6 months to play golf. But I did. 6 months. Walked 18 holes today. I feel great.
Get your abs.
Played pretty well. No, well, I've been riding the bike. That was how I started the day, with a personal record, a PR on the bike.
No one knows that you just flexed.
Yeah, well, there's not much to flex, pal.
Oh.
Gosh. Felt good to play golf today, though. While we were out on the golf course.
Man, you got some sun.
I got some sun today. It was 70, almost 80 degrees and perfect. While we were out on the golf course today, I totally forgot to tell you this before I left so that you could look out for it. But Whiteman Air Force Base, which is in Missouri, did something super, super cool today for all of the health professionals in Kansas and Missouri. What did they do?
A flyover.
They did a flyover. It was super cool. So they sent a B-2 stealth bomber. They sent two...
I love stealth bombers. Oh, they're so big and so cool.
Gosh, they're cool. Two A-10s, which are kind of... They're called Warthogs. They're kind of... They're like this really cool, darty little plane that's really awesome and screechy. And then four...
Screechy.
Yeah, four T-38 Talons. They kind of look like... they sort... Like, from afar away, they kind of look like Blue Angels, but they're a little different. So anyway, they did a route across Missouri and Kansas today and over our house and over the golf course while I was playing to – and they weren't doing it for my birthday or they weren't doing it for the house or the golf course. They were flying over all the medical facilities in the area, right?
Mm-hmm.
As like a salute to all the medical professionals that are on the front lines helping with
coronavirus.
With the Rona, right? So that was amazing to see the B-2 flying through the air. That thing is, it's insane.
Stealth bomber?
Yeah, it's like chills, goosebumps times 100, right?
Can we do my top five favorite things about you?
Yeah, yeah. So that, anyway, that was the best thing I saw today. Aside from my golf ball flying through the air for the first time of the year, my favorite thing I saw today was all those airplanes flying around. Doing the flyover. All right, new segment. Let's add it in.
I heard that you played a bunch of good golf today.
It was okay. I made several birdies, which was nice.
I told you to make three, and then.
And I made three.
And you made three.
Made three birdies. Yep. All in all, I was pretty happy with today. I think it's all due to all the work I've put in on the bike in the off season.
Yeah.
I felt great out there. I felt strong. I was bombing it.
Like Michael Jordan came back strong.
Yeah, to beat up on the Pistons, right? Yeah. That's right.
Top five things.
I'm going to have a big year of golf this year, even though I'm a little late start. Yeah, let's do it. All right, here you go. We'll add a segment in. I got to write this into the script, but I like it. All right. Are you going to run the show? Am I going to run the show?
I'm going to run the show.
The title of the segment now is?
Top five things about Dad that I love him about.
Top five things that you love about Dad. Okay, here we go. Ready? Are we starting with five and working our way to one? Or are you going to start with one and work your way to five?
I'm just going to...
You're just going to do five.
Yeah, I'm just going to do five.
Okay, here
like
we go.
Three, one, five.
Here we go. Okay. Number one.
Number one, you're a very nice bus driver.
A nice bus driver, yes. Okay, I love where this is going. I am a nice bus driver. I think I can think of some bus drivers in my life that weren't very nice, and I think I'm a really good one. You're right. Number two.
You fit in with the family a lot, and you like to you can agree a lot.
I agree a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I fit in with the family.
Yeah.
Whew. Man, it's good to know that. I feel like that's like some kind of job security you're giving me here. This is awesome. Okay. And by agree a lot, like, what does that mean? Like,
you agree to like.
Like, you guys call the shots and I just say, I nod my head and follow?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Good. All right. Number three.
You had a berry laugh there.
Number three.
You play sports with me a lot.
I do play sports with you a lot, right?
Mm-hmm.
Baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, basketball, street hockey, frisbee. What did I leave out? Air hockey. Shinny in the basement. Catch. What else?
Grounders.
Grounders. I do. I spent a large majority of my life feeding your sports beast. That's right. Okay, number four.
You help out with problems a lot.
With problems? Mm-hmm. Do I cause the problems or do I fix the problems?
Fix the problems.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I do fix a lot of problems. Mm-hmm. I do feel like I have a tendency to cause problems too, but I usually can fix things. Mm-hmm. Okay. Number five.
And you spend your life working really hard.
I do spend my life working really hard. Thank you, bud. I appreciate you saying that. I'm going to give you a hug on the podcast, and the people can't see the hug, but they can hopefully hear the hug. And I love you, and I thank you for coming up with a special segment for the show.
Yeah.
You're awesome.
Well, you can give a little credit to Mom.
To Mom?
Yeah.
I always give a lot of credit to Mom. She is the leader of this circus that we call the Hap family.
Barnyard
animals that we are.
The pig staff.
Yeah. And so I will always give her credit. You're right. But what the peeps don't know.
Man, your armpits smell good when I hug you.
You just told the whole peeps that my armpits smell good?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. You can derail a special segment like nobody other. Like nobody in the world. Unbelievable. All right. Well, that was great. Awesome. Should we get to voice messages? We have we have a boatload of these today. We have five voice messages to get to.
When we said we needed more messages, we got more messages.
Well, when you have a special event, whether it's 1,000 listens or 5 countries or 25 shows, or whatever it is, or a 40th birthday, people come out of the woodwork, right?
Yeah.
We smoke them out of their holes. First and foremost,
like
Elizabeth.
Barry did to small bread guy.
That's a small bread guy.
I love saying that.
Yeah, you do. Uncle Johnny, Uncle Johnny, I think, says it tonight too. Elizabeth, you're gonna bat lead off tonight.
You just unleashed the secret.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
Elizabeth, you're gonna bat lead off tonight. Here we go. It's Birthday Tuesday. She calls it. Here we go. Elizabeth, coming in hot.
New day.
Hey, Uncle Chris and Griffin, it's me, Elizabeth, and it's Uncle Chris's birthday, so we have some birthday questions for you. So now it's Birthday Tuesday for Uncle Chris. Here's the first one. What is your favorite birthday memory? Here's the second. What is your favorite birthday present? And there's three of them today. What are you most looking forward to do in your 40s? Answer those three on the pod. Bye, boys.
Elizabeth, we got through a 40th birthday
celebration
without you calling me old. I feel honored. Thank you very much. Thank you for letting me have my day. I'm sure
that's not a reminder.
I'm sure tomorrow you'll get back after it. Favorite birthday memory? Well, I have 40 of them. Unfortunately, I'm old and I can't remember all of them. However, when I was, I don't know, favorite birthday memory, I have a lot of good birthday memories.
Double digits?
When I was in college, my birthday always fell during the, at the end of the spring golf season. So we were always going to Big 12 championships.
Oh.
And so that was always a fun part of the year. Prairie Dunes, we would play in Hutchinson, Kansas, or we would play at Southern Hills in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Yeah. So usually during my birthday was usually spent at a golf tournament in college, and it was usually a very big one. It was usually a
big celebration.
It was the Big 12 championship. Yeah. Favorite birthday present, always golf, right? I remember back when I was a kid, I would always get a dozen golf balls. I can still to this day remember how those golf balls smell in the new package. Like I can vividly feel and smell a new box of golf balls from when I got when it was my birthday. I think.
Cause guess what? You got five golf balls.
Five golf balls today. Yeah, you guys gave me five golf balls today. That's right.
And I did not know that.
What am I looking forward to the most in my 40s? I don't know.
Turning
I felt I woke up really energized today. I gotta say, I feel like new birth, new start. I'm looking forward to crushing the 40s. I feel like the 40s are the 30s. 40s are the new 30s.
And the 20s are the 30s.
And I'm ready to roll. I'm absolutely ready to just dominate the 40s.
Wow, you're saying it very strongly.
Yeah, that's right. All right, thanks, Elizabeth. Thanks for letting me have some answers to questions, too. I appreciate that. All right, here we go. New caller tonight, Cousin Faith. She's calling in from Columbia, Missouri, with a great question for the pod. Ready?
Greetings here from Mizzou, from Faithy Jane, back here for the summer. My question is, what's your take on Albert O getting drafted as a fourth-round pick to the Broncos to reunite with former Mizzou QB Drew Locke?
All right, Faith, unbelievable. M-I-Z, thanks for calling in. Thanks for calling in. Love it. I think this is a fascinating question. It's a question we have to be a little careful with, right?
Yeah.
We are in Chiefs Kingdom right now, right? Even though we openly talk about the Bears, we need to exercise some caution here, right?
Yeah.
Chiefs Kingdom does not look very fondly on the Denver Broncos, right? Mm-hmm. Mortal enemies, maybe, right? Same division. I mean, we're talking rivals.
Yeah.
Right? And then what happens?
But I think
all of a sudden last season, Drew Locke. And Griffin just fell over in his chair.
Oh, that took a doozy there.
Top five times you wish you were on YouTube. That was my number one reason right there. Okay, can we get back, please? Holy, oh my goodness. Drew Locke, formerly of the Mizzou Tigers, quality quarterback, goes in and absolutely shreds the end of the year with the Denver Broncos, right? I mean, he was an absolute superstar. So we're like, oh, we don't like Denver Broncos, but we love Drew Locke, right? Mm-hmm. And then what happens? NFL draft was last weekend. And what do the Broncos do?
They pick up
one of the best tight ends in all of college football, Albert O.
That guy's a beast.
Also from Mizzou. And now they're on the same team. Now that our number one rival is stocked with Mizzou players, what are we going to do?
We're not going to say it's our rival anymore. Well, technically everyone's rival is the Patriots.
Man, you are always throwing shade on the Patriots. Oh, man, you hate Boston. Why do you hate Boston?
I don't know.
Oh, my gosh, we're talking about Denver, and then you take this into Boston?
Well, it's not Boston. It's not technically Boston. It's New England.
It is Boston. That's just something you're going to have to learn. Anyway, Faith, awesome question. We're super huge Mizzou fans here, obviously. We're not going to be Denver Bronco fans, but we're going to be Albert O., and
Drew Locke fans.
All the time, we're going to watch them.
All day, all along.
All day, all night.
I'm going to sing all along.
And twice on Sunday, right? And twice on Sunday. All right, here is, this is a new nomination. Thanks, by the way, Faith, for calling. This is a new nomination. This is a nomination now for cutest message of all time. Mm-hmm. Ready?
It's technically three parts, but...
It's three parts, but it'll all play through. You guys will hear it all as one. Alethea from Spain is just the best, and it's not just because it's a birthday message, and it's not just because she thinks I'm way younger than I really am. It's actually truly really cute. So here you go.
Uncle G, happy birthday. ¿Y cuántos años cumples? How old are you? 21 or 22?
Did you hear that message?
Yeah.
21 or 22? You want to know the fastest way to an old uncle's heart?
To call them young.
Call them young. She said, young. Are you 21 or 22? She's unbelievable. She leaves literally the best messages of all time. And, I mean, she's probably one of our youngest fans, right? Her and her sister are two of our youngest fans, right? Mm-hmm. International fans for sure, right?
Yeah. Shout.
Alethea, you're amazing. I love you. I can't wait to take you to a lighthouse soon. And thank you for calling on my birthday. You're the best. All right. We got those calls out of the way. We've got two kind of like...
Two,
buckets of calls tonight, right?
Buckets of water.
2 buckets of water. In this bucket, you have the 3 voice messages that float.
Yeah.
Elizabeth, Alethea, and Faith.
Yeah.
In the other bucket, total goons, total goofballs.
Not sink.
And they're not going to they're not going to sink. However, they are 2 very loyal followers, right?
Yeah.
Loyal listeners, and they contribute on the regular. Mm-hmm. We're going now, ladies and gentlemen, into Barry from Hockey Night in Canada and Vladimir Crouton. Are you ready?
Yeah.
I almost fell out of my chair like you just did listening to these 2 messages.
Hey, you can do it again.
And here we go. Here's Barry from Hockey Night in Canada.
Oh, hey, Barry, Hockey Night in Canada. You know, just got back from hunting the long-tailed weasel to celebrate the birthday of half my favorite pod. Which got me thinking, who'd win in a fight? Long-tailed weasel? Shout out Smallbread. Versus a Wolverine? Come on, that's like asking who'd win the gold between Canada and Russia. Anyhow, hey, you know who was almost born today? Murray Bannerman. The pride of Ontario, 8 years between the pipes with the Blackhawks. And the greatest player Pat Foley's ever called. Magnifique. Happy birthday. Talk to you.
Hey, I was supposed to say that this time.
Unbelievable, Barry. What's he doing hunting a long-tailed weasel? Do you even know what a long-tailed weasel is?
Yeah, it's from Canada.
Oh my gosh, you guys are unbelievable. A long-tailed weasel. He came with some good stats there. Murray Bannerman, that's huge.
Yeah.
Played goalie for the Blackhawks. Yeah, quality goalie. Yeah. Quality netminder.
I cannot believe that they did no masks.
Back in the day, bro. No masks.
Just not even like a few metal bars.
Safe or not safe?
Not safe. Even if they're a goalie.
Yeah, that's right.
I would not be a goalie.
Oh, like, unbelievable.
That would be so tough.
All right, here we go. Crouton's up. You ready?
Yeah.
This is a funny one. Put your seatbelts on, folks. This is a good one.
Put your seatbelt on.
Hello. Here is speaking French journalist calling from Moscow. I mean, Paris. Hey, buddy. Why is every day you are crying for Michael Jordan? Every day, Michael Jordan. Maybe you do not know that Soviet Union established superiority in basketball in 1972 Olympic Games in München. No team could defeat Sergei Kovalenko. No team could defeat Modestas Paulaukas. America received cute little silver medal. Also cute little medal. What color for Canada, Barry? Maybe pink, like little girl bracelet. In fact, Russia defeated one of America players' coaches to Michael Jordan. Maybe your research man can tell which coach this is. Ha! Russia's winning again.
Russia's really? Winning again. Yeah, really? Right. I'll tell you what Russia wasn't winning at when they were leaving that message. They weren't winning at doing it on one take. There's no chance that took one take. I guarantee you Vladimir Crouton fell out of his chair 3 times trying to record that message. Okay. You even heard him. Did you hear him in the middle? He kind of giggled a little bit because he was laughing so hard. Oh, do you know the coach that he was talking about, 1972 Olympics? Of course, Russia beat the United States in the gold medal game in basketball.
Yeah.
One of Michael Jordan's coaches with the Bulls.
Yeah.
Before they went on their run.
Played in that game.
Do you know who it was?
No.
Doug Collins.
Well.
Who played a huge role in that game, gave the U.S. a lead late in the game, and they lost. They ended up losing. Unbelievable. But Doug Collins is the answer. So yes, Vladimir Crouton, our research department
is smart enough.
We are nerdy enough. That's exactly right.
Can I tell the peeps a statement?
A statement?
Yeah.
Yeah.
When we did our Michael on episode 23, the Dream Big book.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
It literally said, Michael Jordan was about 9-10 years old. He watched that game, and he saw him.
Actually, that would almost be probably exactly right.
Yeah, and he was, he was watching that game with his brothers, and he saw the U.S. lose, and then in that book it said a couple years later he knew he was going to change the way that was.
Wow, that is an incredible addition to the pod tonight. I didn't know that. So that's a great book. We need to get back, and I want to read that book again.
Do well. We have to finish our chapter book tonight.
Oh yeah, we do have to finish our chapter book. We did leave on a cliffhanger. Well, that was great, Michael Jordan knowledge. Nice work, big time contribution on episode 30 tonight. Good work. All right.
Oh, I forgot to say shout out Steph Curry.
Why?
30.
Oh, okay. There you go. Good man. You know your sports. You know your sports. All right, peeps. Thank you for all the messages today. Thank you for all the happy birthday shout outs. Truly means a lot. Love you. Thank you for adding a segment tonight. Should we jump and take this airplane from the beautiful cruising altitude that it is at and put it in a straight nosedive into the State Farm joke of the day?
To the toilet.
Yes.
The train is still headed towards the toilet, guys.
Oh my gosh, we were doing so well, and here we go. All right, ladies and gentlemen, the State Farm joke of the day. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
What did the poop say to the fart?
Oh my gosh.
You blew me away. You blew me away.
This is just an absolutely devastating way to end this podcast. It was so good. It was so much greatness. And then we did a what did the poop say to the fart joke.
You blew me away.
All right. Do you have a shout out?
Yeah.
Shout them out.
All right. I am going to shout out. I'm going to shout out my friend Simon.
Oh.
He was doing DoorDash with the sushi that we ordered tonight.
Oh yeah, yep. We had dinner tonight. DoorDashed it,
and he knew that he knew the last name, and he said like, "Oh, that's my friend from class." And then he came with
his brother was doing DoorDash, right? And he was out hustling, making money.
Yeah.
And you're sitting around making fart and poop jokes.
Hey.
Hey. Oh, that's a good shout out. Shout out, Simon.
So random.
All right, peeps, come get us on Twitter, at Dad and Griffin on Twitter. Come find us if you want to send us a message on email, dadandgriffinpod@gmail.com. And, of course, if you want to find any episode we've done, come find us on Apple Pods.
Not Spotify, trust me.
Hacked by Vladimir and his Russian
evilness.
Evilness, yes. You want to sign us off, episode 30?
Yeah.
Send us away.
I meant 40. You mean 40.
I am so. 40. This is episode 30. Send us into the night.
Keep your head up and your stick on the ice. Goodbye, guys. Have a good night's sleep.